What councils can do to protect the environment? The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, is standing over 300 candidates in the elections on the 6th of May. Protecting the environment will be a key issue in the various election campaigns. Below is an edited version of a statement produced by TUSC on the question of a green manifesto for councils. The question of councils taking decisive action on climate change is closely tied to the question of opposing and reversing years of cuts in council budgets. However, there are a range of measures open to councils on environmental matters that can help promote the issue of climate change in limited but practical ways and build local support for campaigns to secure the public investment for the social housing, transport, community-based and climate projects needed to support and revive working-class communities. Many of the council powers in relation to climate and the environment have been applied in a limited way, and the extent of some of these powers are largely untested. Climate emergency. Two-thirds of local councils, district, county, unitary and metropolitan have declared a climate emergency. But it is vital that climate emergency announcements are not just lip service and lead to real action. Elected councillors, trade unions, environmental groups and campaigners' efforts will be fundamental to holding councils accountable through public pressure to translate paper targets into concrete action. Although the Climate Change Act did not include a statutory duty for local authorities to set carbon reduction targets, again, public pressure will be needed for councils to set targets based on the carbon footprint, not just of council-run services, but capturing total emissions for their area. This is the starting point for drawing up local climate emergency plans. But individual councils will need to link up to campaign for the funding needed for climate action. Councils can ensure they buy green energy for their premises and ensure their pension funds disinvest from fossil fuels. The chronic underfunding, legal market testing obligations and a deregulated transport system are serious obstacles to extending a green, affordable and integrated system of local public transport. But councils still have powers over emissions from buses and taxi licensing and road building schemes. They have responsibilities for road maintenance and for creating usable and safe cycle routes. Councils could use their borrowing powers to fund the development of tram networks, electric charging points, and, of equal importance, funding a program of energy efficiency through the street-by-street insulation of every home in their council area, with the advantage of reducing domestic energy use, reducing fuel bills, and creating much-needed jobs. Councils will need to take the lead in monitoring and reducing air pollution, and could work with the Union Unite and Hazards UK, which have produced important practical and campaign advice. Not all local authority land is registered, but will be by 2025. Despite the sale of council land in recent years, councils retain a high level of land ownership. This opens up the prospect of improving parks, nature reserves, sport facilities, local farmer and food markets, tree planting programs and accessible public green spaces. Councils have powers in enforcing environmental standards in public and private housing and buildings. The Green Building Council confirms that local authorities are not restricted in their ability to require energy efficiency standards above building regulations. These powers can be enforced in new builds and the social housing programs for which TUSC stands. TUSC's platform, The Fight Against the Continued Privatizing of Local Services and Bringing Services Back Under Public Council Control, is an important part of the TUSC election platform. Councils have powers in setting conditions for procurement and the regulation of contracts with suppliers, which should cover good employment conditions, union recognition, service standards, and environmental and ethical practices. TUSC councillors would work with trade unions to build support for a public campaign to oppose and reverse cuts in council budgets and draw up local climate emergency plans that create jobs and reduce emissions. While many of these council powers will need to be tested in practice, they will need to be accompanied by a mobilization of public support for campaigns, alongside other councils wherever possible, to reverse the endless cuts in the living standards of working-class families and secure the funding for social and climate projects as part of the socialist alternative offered by TUSC.